Well, Dr. Pradeep Taneja is an expert on both India and China and a fellow at the University of Melbourne's Australia-India Institute. He was watching Prime Minister Modi's address to Parliament today as it was broadcast through both the Australian and Indian media. He spoke to me a short time ago. Dr. Pradeep Taneja, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, when Australia's Prime Minister welcomed Narendra Modi to the Australian Parliament today, he called India one of the world's emerging superpowers and said the relationship between India and Australia is underdeveloped. The Indian Prime Minister said few nations have such mutual synergy. Why has this relationship not progressed further?
I think partly it goes back to the Cold War. I mean, during the Cold War, India and Australia were really on the opposite sides. India was a close friend of the Soviet Union. Australia was part of the, you know, the Western Alliance, and that prevented the two countries from, you know, coming closer strategically. Also, in economic terms, India was still pretty much a closed economy, and therefore there weren't too many opportunities for trade or investment either. So apart from cricket, really, the relationship was lacking substance.
Well, there were certainly some cricket references there in the speech today. What potential is there for both Australia and India if these leaders do develop their relationship?
The potential goes beyond simply trade and investment. I mean, I know in the Australian media we tend to focus on trade and commerce quite a lot, but apart from trade, the strategic relationship is also very important because the geopolitical scenario in the region is changing, particularly with the rise of China. We've seen closer relations between the United States and India. In fact, India has never been that close to the U.S. as it is today, and that does change the strategic scenario. And I think Australian government, despite very good, you know, relationship with China, Australia is also concerned about the changes in the regional sort of outlook.
Well, we've just seen an historic trade deal and an address to Parliament from the Chinese leader. Is it possible for Australia to build a genuine friendship, economic and security, with both India and China?
I think economic partnerships can be built, but when it comes to geopolitics, it's going to be difficult, particularly with China. We can't talk about Australia-China relations or Australia-India relations in isolation. China's relationship with the United States is going to impinge. India, I think, is unlikely to become a strategic ally of the United States in the same way as Australia is, and that may be some consolation for China. And that might, in fact, make it easier for Australia to deal both with China and India quite productively.
With the address to Parliament today, the Indian Prime Minister made a reference to the fact that he was the third leader to be speaking this week. But how significant is the Indian Prime Minister addressing Parliament today for developing the relationship?
I think it's very important because Prime Minister Modi emphasized shared values and shared destinies of Australia and India. And he put a lot of emphasis on democracy, the fact that India was the world's largest democracy. He said the same thing in Sydney when he addressed a crowd of 16,000. So he's put a lot of emphasis on democracy. And given his own personal, you know, story from rags to power, democracy has played a big part in that story. And I think democracy is going to be a big part of Australia-India story too.
And the unspoken message there is in comparison to China?
Well, clearly China is a very different country, a very different political system. From Australia's point of view, the economic relationship with China is far more important than any other relationship. With India, I think economic relationship will develop, but political relationship is probably going to be more important and it'll develop faster than the economic relationship.
Well, Prime Minister Modi is talking up the prospect of Australia helping India with its energy needs. How do you see that developing?
I think energy is going to be a big part of Australia-India story. India is going to develop fairly rapidly if Prime Minister Modi's plans, you know, come to fruition. And that would require a lot of imports of energy. And apart from coal, natural gas, I think India could become a major importer of natural gas from Australia. Plus, Mr. Modi also wants to develop India's renewable energy potential.
It was interesting that Mr. Modi made quite a pointed reference to climate change. To what extent is that a big concern for Indians?
I think it's a big concern for Indian public, and therefore, in a democracy, it also has to be a concern for the government. For India, the challenge is going to be how do you balance the need to grow the economy. Mr. Modi has launched his campaign, you know, Make in India campaign, where he's inviting foreign companies to come and manufacture in India. But certainly if that is going to be a shifting of industries from China to India, then that's not really what India needs or wants when it comes to environmental pollution. And that's why Mr. Modi today emphasized we have a choice as to how we build it.
Now, you say that you think that the Australian Prime Minister's goal of a free trade deal within a year is a little optimistic. When do you expect to see one? The China one took 10 years.
I think until the negotiations really start seriously, it'll be very difficult to say what the issues are. But clearly for India, agriculture is going to be a very sensitive issue. As far as exports of energy are concerned, I think that'll be a relatively easier part because India needs energy, whether it's coking coal or thermal coal or natural gas. I don't think that's going to be too many problems in that area. Services sector is also going to be difficult. India is surprisingly, for a developing country, India is a country where service sector is the dominant part of India's economy. And that's why I think there'll be very tough negotiations.
Dr. Taneja, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's Dr. Pradeep Taneja, a fellow with the Australia-India Institute at the University of Melbourne. And you can go to our website to hear more from him about the response in India to Mr. Modi's address to Parliament.